That type of day that every radio personality should come to work dressed in their Christmas clothes, with food everywhere, with drinks everywhere, with party, with drums, with music, plenty, dancing, and everybody jumping up and down. But here we are today. Well, I'm dressed for the occasion. I'm dressed for the occasion.
Well, I'm undressed. I am undressed for the occasion. Absolutely. Yes, World Radio Day. I know, it's great, right?
How does it feel?
I don't think we celebrate it enough, though, because I'm a radio junkie. I totally adore the radio. Yeah. Even my walk was radio. It's radio that I listen to.
Yeah?
Like, literally, yeah. Did I tell you that I did something last? I didn't even tell my damn for conversationers. I did the 10K.
Oh,
of the Lagos Marathon.
Really?
Me? Yes. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I noticed you pretend you didn't see it. Please. But yeah. So I'm a radio junkie. I listen to the radio when I am doing my exercise, yeah, when I'm doing my walk, my run, whatever. And it's exciting. I'm glad we have our day. I don't think there's enough noise made about it.
Exactly. I don't think even radio people make that much noise about their day.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're busy wanting to be OAPs instead of radio broadcasters.
Is it because also, could it be because all sorts of people, all kinds of people are just in the space?
Yeah.
As against, you know, the core...
As against people who actually feel passion, because you've got to have passion for radio, yeah, to actually do it, right? Mm. And there are lots of people who just... No, I think what it is in Nigeria, there's this thing about... I studied mass comm. Sorry. You see, when I'm doing the paper review, I don't know why.
That's a low one.
I haven't finished. He's already laughing. Lagos, don't mind him.
Oh, no.
I'm a cheeky monkey when I do this kind of thing. So there's this thing about, I studied mass comm. Why did you study mass comm? Because they want to go into the media. But what part of media? Why do you want to do media? What does media mean to you? What is communications? What is mass communications? What, you know, all these aspects. And the thing about radio is, radio, when you come into radio, radio demands you to care. You've got to be able to express. You've got to be able to take your voice in different directions. You've got to have an excellent listening ear. You have to. So the other day I was on a Twitter space, and somebody, this whole thing that we say in Nigeria, well, not we, some people do, I know we don't, and I'm certainly not going to take it on board, is when people say, you know, you have a guest who say, or somebody that's saying, look, we want you, Nigerian media, to do this, Nigerian media, we know that, it's a call for help. I now find some of our colleagues who say, don't tell me my job. Don't tell me how to do my job. I think that's an absolute arrogant nonsense, right? First of all, if you listen, you will know that it's not an attack, it's a cry for help. They want us to do more. And after all, we are supposed to be an extension of their voices, right? And that's how you must see radio. You must see radio because it's not about the face. It's only the whole YouTube thing. You know, in the old days, you know what they used to say?
What's that?
If they wanted to tell somebody, especially in the UK, this was in the UK, if they wanted to tell somebody that they're not good looking, they would say, you have a good face for radio.
I was going to ask you that question towards the end of the program.
Do you need to be good looking for radio?
Like, why is it true that most radio people
are not good looking?
Look good for radio.
If you try us, what do you mean? Have you seen me an allergy? You want to come and see Sheriff and I? You know that we look better than good for TV self. What are you talking about? We should be on the billboard in Broadway. Don't mind them. That came from the UK. Literally, in the old days, that's what they would say. I remember when I was young. Oh, they used to tell me, oh, it's got a lovely face for the radio.
That's a cheap shot. No way. We're not going to take that.
Oh, we will not.
No, we won't take
that. We will not.
But seriously though, how would you say radio has performed in Nigeria?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't been here, but radio in Nigeria is still the biggest. It's still the biggest communication channel that people turn to for news. And that's why, whether we have a good face for radio or not, you people are just jealousy. because really, the mass, yeah. I don't like to say the masses, but the majority of the population, be it in the cities, be it in the hinterlands, they tend to listen to radio more. Even if you go to far remote places, they listen to radio, and people seem to somehow, you know, people have an emotional connection to the radio in the way that they don't have to TV. And also I say to people, if you want to teach the public, use radio. Why? The ear, the way the ear captures something. So, for instance, how many things do you watch on TV that you remember, the adverts you watch on TV that you remember? The other day, there's a particular ad that I've been watching. And it was only, I've been seeing it. I promise you, as Jesus is Lord, it was only this weekend that I realized what they were advertising. Because I didn't really take much notice of it, right? But with radio, you're in the car, it's direct to your ears, it's direct to your senses. It's not, you're not being distracted. Do you understand me? Because all these other things that's going on, so you tend to remember. I can sing you APC song on an advert. I can sing you Ambo, you know. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a reason why they create radio jingles and all of that stuff. So yes, radio is powerful. Radio has come a long way. The transistor radio, they used to call it wireless. It's called the wireless back in the old days. And I still have an old radio in my house.
Yeah.
And I think we need a museum of radio in Nigeria.
Really?
Yes, I think so. I think we need to have, if our guys listening, we can have a small museum here.
Yeah, and we can keep these radios.
Where we can keep,
generation by generation.
Yes, generation by generation.
Yeah.
I do. And I think radio is not given the respect that it deserves, but the people respect it more than our colleagues.
Let me buttress that by this research in 2015 by NOI polls. They said that more than 6 in 10 Nigerians affirmed they get access to daily news via radio. This is followed by television, social media, and the newspaper. But radio is still leading in that respect. But this year's theme for World Radio Day is radio and peace.
Oh,
tell me. So elections are here, and you could see the rhetorics of the gladiators, the actors. In radio, I can say that radio, I can say this with my full chest, that radio is more careful in disseminating information than the TV, than the print, than the social media that you call new media now. I mean, why is then radio, you know, gets less attention, so to speak, especially from the business side of it?
You know why? So it's like everything. You know, when they think that this thing is for the masses. No, it's a snobbery. That's the long and short of it. It's a snobbery. And it's up to those of us in radio. I mean, I say proudly, I'm all about the radio. I really, honestly, don't care who you are. If you don't listen to the radio, if you think, oh, you know, because, and this is the other thing, if I'm going to flip it over and be fair to people, now people get in their car, so you've got this eye thing that you plug into this and whatever. My son still complains, Mom, for goodness sakes, do we have to listen to the radio all the time in the car? I'm like, yeah. Put your headphones on if you want to listen to other things. So, but a lot of people also tend to only listen to radio in their car when they're on the way to work, when they're coming back to work and everything, and they use it for the channel of news and everything. So because it's not sort of in their living room in that way, it's seen as, you know, the poor cousin, the poor relative. Does that make sense? Number one. Number two is, I really like what you said about how we certainly in radio are far more careful, we are far more professional, we are far, how should I say, not liberal, when you're unbiased, you know, objective, that's the word. We're far more objective, and we give all sides much, much more than they do on TV, much, much more than they do on print. And here's the thing, media generally, all media houses have an ideological leaning. You know, you lean left, you lean right, and whatever. In Nigeria, they have party leaning. So you lean a little bit to the obedience, you lean a little bit to the PDP, you know, depending on which way, you do APC one side and you do this one that side. So whereas in radio, we don't do that unless it's owned by somebody who owns, who's a party leader.
Who's a politician, yeah.
Exactly. We don't do that. We don't lean because we see our job as talking to the people, especially in talk radio. We see our job as having conversations almost with family. Does that make sense? We see our jobs as disseminating information as clean and as honest, as accurate as possible. We are not driven about fame, the fame of it. 90% of people only know me by voice. They don't know me by face. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And you probably the same, Sharif.
Yeah.
And we don't care.
You're
that's
right.
Right. In fact,
you're
I find it discombobulating. I'm speaking to somebody and they're like, oh, are you on? It took a while. I would literally be thinking, why is all these people staring at me? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah,
did you have that?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I do.
Because all you're doing is talking. You forgot to, this is your normal voice, right? You know, and they're remembering that, but I know that voice. Especially this man that always gets me in trouble. You know, so that's what it is. But look, we've got to be proud and look at those stats you've read out.
Right.
And all I can say, you see all you advertisers out there that think that your money belongs on TV. You need to check yourself. Check your advertising budget. Honestly, you reach more people here on radio than you reach on TV. That's just a fact. Am I lying?
Right. No, you're very correct. I mean, the stats are there, really. More people listen to radio, you know, than any other media platforms ever. So let me come to the telephone. Let's hear, you know, people's perception of radio, what they feel about radio. It's our day. We could have discussed any other thing.
Adio.
We could have there are plenty of more that we could have talked about, but this day we cannot carry over for anything because we have to celebrate, you know, our own day as well. So let's hear what you think of radio. How do you perceive radio? What's your thought about radio? What's your connection, you know, to radio? Talk to us today. 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. Or just call if you're a female, 01-465-7190. That's the female-only line. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube right now, so you're very free to let us know what you think about our conversation this hour, okay? I'm going to jump on this one now. Nigeria Angel, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Maria.
Welcome, Maria. Welcome.
I don't know what day is. I think you're celebrating Radio Day or something.
World Radio Day, yes.
Oh, okay. Congratulations to you guys. You guys do an amazing job.
Thank you.
I enjoy listening to radio every day, every single day. I took my children to school this morning and I forgot to put on my radio. Immediately, I just dropped them. Something is missing. I don't remember radio. I'm not listening to radio today. So, and I think you guys are doing great. It doesn't matter whether everybody knows your face or something. But one thing about me, I always go to look for your face. When I listen to the voice and it captivates me, I go to look for the face. I know what you look like, Sherry.
In a short term, do you agree with the fact that radio people are always ugly?
No, I do not. I have a lot of radio face, radio celebrities. Look at Tools. Look at Sheriff.
You know.
Look at
fine boy.
Look at
like me.
Is the question. And this,
fine
I don't
girl.
Know her name. Auntie what?
Auntie Reggie.
Oh, good God! Don't call me Auntie. Say okay.
Okay, I know your. I don't know your face, but I know you are a very beautiful woman.
Oh, she's beautiful.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. So I know you are very beautiful. So I don't agree.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to me. Victor is here though. Victor, hi. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Cherry.
Morning, Victor. Morning.
Yeah, this is Victor.
Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Auntie Rachel. Okay.
Oh, good
okay.
God. Do not call me auntie.
Okay, Sissy Oge.
Yes.
You
good morning.
You guys have been wonderful work on this station. In fact, today is your day. I celebrate with you.
Oh.
My take on radio as an ideology is I was brought up with it. I can't remember how old I was, but when I was very, very young, my dad used to tune up radio around 5 a.m. Mm. in the morning. Mm. So listening to my dad's radio from my side of the bed started the cultivation of that attitude right from childhood until I went throughout secondary school, university days. I never stopped listening to radio. Mm. Even in the village then, when I went to farm work, I will be going with
radio,
more transistor radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Till today, I always do everything I do, even in the car, even in the office, in the shop. When I come home, I will listen to radio till the day. In fact, it is part of me.
Hmm.
You guys are doing wonderful work. That notion, your face is good to radio. It's just a very funny concept. But what I know is most faces I always see at Naija Info, Sheriff, Uncle Jimmy, Auntie Sissy Oge, any other person, Joyce, and the rest of all
you
the wonderful
people.
You people have wonderful faces. I don't want to take that fallacy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Victor. I didn't know, hi, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to let you know that I'm a radio boss.
Oh, thank you.
Apart from being a retired person from FRCN.
Yeah.
I have radio everywhere in my house.
Oh.
And in my office. And as you said, more people listen to the radio than the TV. I find it boring to just sit down watching something. And half of the things they're saying, you don't even hear.
Hmm.
But when you're on the radio, you are more alert. You take in more information. And you get enlightened much better than watching the radio. The radio is it any day.
Hmm.
Well done, everyone.
Thank you, ma'am. And happy World Radio Day to you, too. Thank you. Bless you, too. Dambaba is in the Keja. Dambaba, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
And to the madam in the studio.
You've moved from auntie now to madam.
I did watch you people on Facebook. I go call her.
It's Sissy Oge. Sissy Oge.
For what, man?
Hey, you can't call her Sissy.
Never.
Are you going to call me?
I'm going to call you auntie.
Why are you going to call me auntie? Am I your aunt? Do we know each other? Are we related?
That is how we behave.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't want to be called anybody's auntie. Thank you.
Thank you, ma.
Thank you.
Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, miss.
To be honest with you, I was born and brought up with radio.
Okay.
My place where I'm from is close to Enugu. So back then, when I was in primary school, we used to listen to Radio Nigeria Enugu, Radio Nigeria from Enugu, then from there to Cosmo FM until we get Joy FM. Mm. So I'm a fan of radio, and radio to me is like another school, because back then in primary school they would give you assignment to bring, you know, to come with a headline, and that is how I fell in love with radio.
Mm.
And when I got to Lagos, I started listening to radio, calling into radio programs, you know. And now, I don't know what radio, whether I should call it radio or TV radio.
Hmm.
Because as I speak to you now, I watch people online.
Yeah.
So it's like technology has changed everything. But I wish, let it be like just radio without watching people.
Oh.
Because you imagine, back then my brother used to tell me that we should take our bag and put us inside a tape so that we'll speak or see people that are there. You know, radio is like beyond imagination when it used to be radio. But now, you people have turned it to TV. But radio, Nigeria is doing a great job, to be honest with you. Mr. Sherry, to be honest, I love you so much.
Thank you. I love
the way
it too.
You know, analyze the way you conduct yourself. I know, even when we make you angry, you see, you know, put us in order. I love that so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dambaba. Thank you for the love. I love it to you. Karina, I'm really sorry I can't speak with you right now because we're due for a break. But Ireti, here's the thing, right? When we return, I want to talk to you about whether you think something is missing on the radio today, especially the Nigerian radio.
Okay.
Mm. And if you believe so too, what could that thing be?
Okay.
All right. Lagos, we're going to head out now. Be right back. Stay with us. Radio people, those in the studio and those listening to the radio right now, you are part of us. So happy World Radio Day to you out there. Today, and we're going to celebrate ourselves, really, yearly. I think this is, personally, let me make this confession. I think this is the first time I would be celebrating World Radio Day on radio.
Okay.
I think so. Like on my show.
Could it
like
be because
on
you were
my
not
show.
On air at the time?
No, not exactly. Not exactly. Okay. Like, it's most likely, largely because radio people are too serious people. They rarely have time to sit back and celebrate and have fun. Their job is all about, they are too professional, like you've said earlier. So it's the walk kind of thing. Sometimes I could have said, okay, so I want to talk about Chrisland for today. I could have said I will be talking about the Labour Party rally, you know, the attack and everything. I could have said so many things. And, you know, some of the time, but now I just want to celebrate radio.
Yeah, and I think we absolutely should. We deserve to be celebrated. But you didn't bring any cake. I don't understand what kind of celebration.
Don't mind them. They didn't bring any cake.
No cake. Oh, guy, are you listening?
Somebody can just send cake in right now.
Yes, now you all you people, you should just send us cake.
I mean, should we do a challenge?
Yes, send a cake challenge.
Send a cake challenge.
To celebrate World Radio Day, absolutely.
Send a cake challenge.
Absolutely.
The address is 267 A Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island. When you send a cake, put your name on it.
Yeah.
The biggest cake gets a publication.
Honestly.
On our website and
honestly,
on the radio.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it happens. All you people better not be doing fancy. Your mates are sending alerts. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, even. Don't be doing all these fanzines. Be calling me auntie. I'm nobody's auntie. Me too, I want to be baby girl for life. Send cake.
Yeah?
Yes, now.
Fantastic. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's continue. The phone lines are buzzing, but I need to ask you this, though. It all can be perfect, it all can be rosy, but I don't know about your opinion. Is anything missing on the radio, on the Nigerian radio?
No, I don't think so. You know, look, so when I think of Nigeria Info, you have radio drama. There's the weekly drama that's done by Tari.
Yeah.
That comes on. Yeah. So you already have radio plays. You know, you have the culture shows. You have the one that I do. We have the talk radio, whatever. I think where radio is meant to be both for entertainment and education, I think we have a very, very good balance. And I can say that I believe cuts across board. I also think where it's supposed to be for music, I think that also that we have a very good balance. Can we get better? Of course, everything can get better. What I think could get better is, I've got to say this, I want my colleagues in other radio stations to be paid their salaries.
Yeah.
I want them to be paid their salaries on time. I don't want people to be turned into slaves who are begging in order to get the work or the money that they've earned. Okay. I want us to know that we are broadcasters, not OAPs. Absolutely. That's the one thing I can't stand. I can't stand it. I keep telling people I am not an OAP. What the hell does an OAP mean? In my world, when I was growing up, it was an old age pensioner in the UK. That's what it means. An old age pensioner. I get it. You're an OAP. On air personality. What does on air personality mean? It's a fluffy, innocuous,
loose.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
What does it mean? It was like, you know, you don't have a brain. We are radio broadcasters. And we need to change the language because I think perhaps when that language changes, perhaps people will start to respect more.
Mm.
Actually, we will command the respect more. Mm. So, but many people say they are OAPs because they think, you know, I'll be able to brand something, a brand will sponsor me or all of that stuff. No, actually. I do a lot better as a broadcaster. Well, I guess also, it depends on how you see yourself. I see myself as broadcasting first and foremost before some personality that needs to do a photo shoot.
Mm. What's your thought about content on the radio? And this is not Nigeria Info now. Radio generally. How about the quality of content that you hear on the radio?
Quality, I would say 70%, right? What I tend to notice a lot, and it does happen to us here, but I've noticed is, so pronunciations, right? So accents. Look, sometimes I'm listening to Yoruba radio, and I'm listening to it because I want to listen to Yoruba radio, because I want to hear them speaking in Yoruba, because also I like Yoruba music and I want my Yoruba to get better. And I want to, you know, there are certain things like what is computer in Yoruba, and they're going to tell you that because they're going to read it if it's part of the news, right? And stuff. So one of the things that we don't do enough is we don't do our ethnic radios enough on a mass basis. Okay, so is there an Igbo station in Lagos? I bet you there isn't. It's probably all in the West. But why can't we have an Igbo station in Lagos? Why hasn't somebody done that? Do you understand? We have a Pidgin station. So those are the kind of things that I think we can get better at. I think, thank God, we've moved away from the days where everybody thought they had to speak in an American sound, like, what's that? Bless his cotton socks, he's gone to heaven. Dan Foster voice.
Oh, Dan Foster.
Yes, where they thought the artist, and it used to literally grate on me. Just speak, I promise you, speak with your own voice. It works. It's beautiful. You just, it's the tone, not the accent that matters, isn't it? It's the tone, it's the rhythm. Not that people always say to me about my voice, oh my God, your voice, your voice, your voice. Well, yeah, I smoke cigaretto. Voice like, I tell them straight, but I was born with a naturally husky voice.
Yeah,
do you understand? So that's just me. But I'm not, if you're going to go out of your way to speak a particular accent, then you stop being yourself. But I think if you stay with your tone, if you stay with your accent and then work on your tone, your rhythm, you know, because that's what people then remember. Does that make sense? Yeah, so I like the fact that we're moving gradually away from, what's that, Lafa. It's called locally acquired foreign accents. Lafa right. accents. I'm right. glad that we're slowly moving away from that. I think we need to do perhaps, I don't know if there's a children's radio station, but I think there needs to be. I wouldn't have said that in any other part of the world, but I would say that in Nigeria, simply because our children are still not being fed enough information. So, for instance, if there was a children's radio station, a radio station that really just focused on doing content for children, they would have a day where they do history. They would have an hour where they do maths. What's that difficult maths question that every child always finds? So probably algebra. We'll get in an expert to talk algebra and how you break algebra, and they'll talk about it for an hour, 2 hours, or whatever. You know, you talk about English literature and what is it that they're studying at the moment, and all these other things, sciences, yada yada yada, syllabuses. So I think, and also entertainment, what children find fun. So I think those are the kind of things that's missing. But for that, I would just call it perhaps growth. It's not, because it's just places we can expand into, right? Overall, I think radio in Nigeria is really good, and there's about 200 radio stations, if not more.
If not more,
I think there's
Lagos alone.
There's about 500. Lagos has about 200 or something.
No, I think Lagos is about 70 or so.
Is it just 70? Because I'm sure I saw 100, and I was like, maybe I thought they were all in Lagos. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the thing. You also have the local radios. You know, we have to talk about the licensing.
Right.
Right. What NBC can do better for us. What NBC can do better for us is to allow us to be able to syndicate our shows to other sister stations.
Right.
Rather than each areas having to do.
Yeah.
So, for instance,
Lagos being Lagos and broadcasting in Lagos.
Yes.
While Nigerian Info has station in Abuja,
exactly.
We have station in Port Harcourt
and all of that stuff. So, I think if we're allowed to do, because we're not, and this is the thing, you have to look at it like, okay, we are not a government radio station. We are a private business.
That's right.
Incidentally, funny, you've just reminded me. Funny, it's World Radio Day. Did you know that recently, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they've started trying to collect license from your house for you having a radio in your house.
Radio, yeah.
Yes.
Radio license.
And TV license in your house. Mm. Right? And they sent one to my estate. And I was just like, this is a load of nonsense. You can't. Even though we're supposed to. And the reason we don't, and the reason most people don't, even though it's a negligible amount, is because that money, for instance, the money that's collected is supposed to go into like an escrow account,
okay,
which is supposed to use to better the broadcasting of national broadcaster. The question then being, who is a national broadcaster? Because Lagos State, you have LTV, you have Lagos State Radio, you have FRSCN, you have this, you have that. So as a result of that, even when they tried to do it, when Buhari came in and they tried to do it, they had to abandon it, Elijah Lai Muhammad, because it was a case, it was too complicated. The law doesn't allow them to collect the money the way we are now.
Mm.
It allowed them to collect the money then, because remember, it was only government that was broadcasting.
Right.
That's
right.
The thing. So think of the BBC. Mm. So what I would like the NBC to do for us is to allow the private sector radio. Look, if you want government radio, are controlled by government. Private sector radio should be able to design their broadcasting
right
as they want, as long as we stay within the rules.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Indeed. Right. So, you know, there's this also, the conversation of radio being threatened. This stage, you have podcasting spreading everywhere. You have Twitter Space, for instance, where people go to, and you can have, if I have, I've seen a Twitter Space that lasts, it was a marathon for like 3 days.
Oh yeah, I've
non-stop,
been on
like
one. Yeah.
Back to back to back to back, yes. And yeah, quite a number of industry experts have said that, look, radio cannot be threatened. And so you find radio stations, you know, converting their program into podcasts just to, so you find radio broadcast evolving. Someone mentioned visual radio the other time and was urging that radio stations shouldn't go into TV. I didn't want to say much because I knew that we were going to come to it in the end anyways.
Mm.
What's your thought about the evolution of radio broadcast?
So radio is never going to be threatened. It's like they somehow think that the internet is going to take over. Look, as long as there's Africa, as long as there's Kashafan, what's the furthest point in Nigeria? I don't even know. I always say Kashafan because it always sounds like it's really, really far. Sorry, people from Kashafan, I have no idea. But as long as there's Kutuwenji, there will be manual, literally.
Mm. Mm.
And as long as there's Kutuwenji, which I don't even know if it exists, it's just something my mother used to say. As long as there's a Kutuwenji, there will always be need for radio.
Mm.
Radio is not going to be threatened because the more people depend on radio for their news than those who would dump it for other channel of communication.
Mm.
Right? I like the fact that we are evolving. I mean, Listed Legation is on podcast,
yeah,
as well as it's on radio. I like that because we want to be able to listen. Look, from the minute the technology, listen again technology, from the minute that came in, it was only a matter of time, wasn't
yeah
it?
Yeah,
it literally was yeah only a matter of time yeah before we went. And yes, you have different types of podcasts.
Mm.
I think TV is more threatened because most people now, they've forgotten that podcast is voice. It's supposed to be some form of digital radio.
That's right.
They're all doing it in their living room, putting makeup on, talking. And I've had people say to me, why are you not doing that kind of podcast? Hello, because mine is about voice. You know, that you have. So even podcast itself has turned into visualization. Because in this day and age of this digital world, people demand, consumers, punters, listeners, whatever, they demand more and more and more.
Mm.
And technology seems to afford them that more and more and more, because technology is that thing that allows all of us to be able to be what we want to be, how we want to be, when we want to be it, within, you know, within reason.
Right.
And within truth. So, but I don't think radio is threatened. I like the new thing that's happening. I think if anything, it's providing space for people, more people to be employed,
mm,
self-employed via radio.
Mm.
I think advertisers are actually the ones that should be benefiting from this expansion.
Indeed. You said something earlier. I would go to, you know what, let's go to the telephone. I wanted to talk about something you mentioned earlier, and how effectively it can be tackled, and that is radio stations owing workers
salaries.
We'll
talk about it after.
Let's take some calls now, yeah? Please make it brief, yeah? Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How was the weekend?
It was okay, thank you.
And Cecilia, good morning. This is Madame Mission.
Good morning, ma.
My radio is my best friend.
Aha.
Yes. I don't have friends.
Yeah.
I don't really have friends. When you come to my house, and I have a big radio, Sony, and I have a transistor radio. I like that transistor because I can move it.
Yeah.
Where my ear can hear properly. You know, my radio and my telephone are my best friends. And radio, they can hear you far and wide. And you will hear a lot of people opinion about your government. And that was why Fashola succeeded. Fashola listened to radio. So he knows where Madam Ife is complaining. He knows where Sheriff is complaining. He will go there and attend to your problems. So I love radio and happy radio day.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, miss.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've been trying my for so long. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Concerning the topic, I just wanted to say that Sheriff has always been the guy I refer to as the only OAP that looks like his voice. and Cecilia is one that actually I look forward to even talking to most of the time. And although I think what actually happens is that because we're so used to your voices, we build so much expectation on probably what you look like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and I've had some disappointments, actually. Example.
You've had those that look like radio.
And notwithstanding, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. We really have to start packing now, but let's talk about owing salaries and is an intervention a possibility? Because it's looking like people get old salaries, employers get away with these things, and nobody says anything. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So, yeah, what should happen is, so we have a country, we're in a country where you have a trust deficit and all of that stuff. But ideally, what should happen is, there needs to be, if all the employees come together, and file a class action.
Yeah.
Because we do have labor laws in Nigeria. People do sue companies and win.
These employees haven't been paid for months.
You don't need to pay. If you find a decent lawyer.
We have to go.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you wish to be a commercial manager for a company, or you wish to earn well on a weekly and monthly basis? Kirby Nigeria is a multinational company, and they are offering you an opportunity to be part of their managers across Nigeria with earnings over 500,000 naira. Please note that a car is needed for this role. If you're interested, all you have to do is call the numbers 0815-705-0505. That is 0815-705-0505 or 0905-637-4258. That is 0905-637-4258.
Apologies, we just needed to quickly take that, but we still have to go though. So let me get your last word on the class action thing.
So what I was going to say was, if the people who are owed money came together and actually, you know, filed a lawsuit against the company, I think less companies would do it. Even more so is, and you know, you said about people not having money and because they hadn't been paid a salary, you can actually find law firms who believe in your case, who will wait to get paid on a percentage after you win, because they know that you will win that case. And also, look, once that salary is owed and you're getting to 2 months, be looking for another job. Don't let the third month be there and you still haven't started looking.
Ireti Bakare Yusuf, a broadcaster, so many things that she does, I can't even start mentioning
Alhaja to my allergy. I'm the Alhaja to his allergy today.
She's setting me up.
Send a cake.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Tomorrow is Valentine. My eye is doing me, shiny. Send the cake.
That's our show today. Thank you all. But I'll be back at 9. Let's talk some more after then. Good morning.
There is a huge difference between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business owners and entrepreneurs.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM.